Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Matthew chapter 16, look at verse number 24. The Bible says, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. We ask that you'd please be with us in this time. You'd speak to our hearts. Lord, I cannot bring about any kind of message this evening that'll do anybody any good in my own flesh, my own power. Please just move me out of the way and speak to our hearts by your Holy Spirit and through your word. I love you and thank you for all you've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So these verses here you're probably very familiar with. You may even have them memorized. And verse number 26 here, he asked these questions. What does man profit if he shall gain the whole world, lose his own soul? Or what shall man give in exchange for his soul? You know, he's asking these questions because he's trying to get them to think. He's trying to get them to do some self-examination here. He's not looking for an answer necessarily, but he's trying to cause them to begin to think and just self-examine and think, how much do I value my soul? And the question here is, what is your soul worth to you? Or it could be said this way, what is worth more to you than your soul? What would be worth your soul spending an eternity in the lake of fire? You say, well, nothing. Nothing would be. Well, I'm glad you say that, but there are many people, maybe some of you sitting here tonight, that they know the gospel, they know it's true, they know Christ died for their sins and rose again, but they're going to spend eternity in hell because there's something in their life that they're not willing to give up because that's worth more to them. It could be a relationship, it could be an addiction, it could be a career, it could be whatever it may be. Something that's between you and God that you've said, this is worth more than my soul. And I'd rather spend eternity in hell than give up this thing. And I'm just going to tell you tonight, there's nothing in this world that is worth your soul spending eternity in a lake of fire. Nothing. The devil might try to convince you it is, but he's a liar. And there's nothing in this world that's worth your soul spending eternity in hell. But what I want to do for just a few minutes this evening is think about it in this way. What is there in your life that is worth more than the souls of others? So what I'm asking here is, what is the value of a soul? Now, I can't stand up here and tell you a soul is worth $2 million or a soul is worth $20. I can't give you a dollar amount. I can't tell you a dollar amount that a soul is worth, because we see here that value is defined by exchange. Look what he says, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The price of a soul is different for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us value different things differently. I may have a hobby that I'll pour every bit of my money into, and I just think is wonderful, and you'd look at that and say, that's a waste of time and a waste of money, because it's not worth anything to you. Each of us value things differently. And value is defined by how much you're willing to give. You know, if I tried to sell, let's say I had a water bottle and I was going to sell that to you for $20, none of you would take it. It's not worth $20 for a water bottle. But if you were all in here dying of thirst, you'd take it. Because all of a sudden it's worth a lot more to you. So it's not a certain dollar amount or a certain price you can put on it, but what a soul is worth is what you're willing to give. And so quickly, I want to look at just a few examples in the Bible that we see of what somebody was willing to give for a soul. Come to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32. Exodus 32. This is when the nation of Israel is at Mount Sinai, and Moses is on the mountain receiving the law from the Lord, and they became impatient, and they decided with the help of Aaron, they're going to make themselves a golden calf. They're going to worship that. When God saw it, he was angry. When Moses saw it, he was angry. And God's ready to just wipe them out. And Moses begins to entreat on the behalf of the people of Israel. And in verse number 31 of Exodus 32, it says, "And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, look at this, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Moses had such a love and a compassion for the souls of the nation of Israel that he was willing for his name to be blotted out of God's book if that's what it took for them to be forgiven. In other words, Moses was willing to go to hell if that's what it took for the nation of Israel to be forgiven. Now, I cannot honestly stand here and say that I'd be willing to give up my salvation for anybody. I praise the Lord, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, I've got my sins forgiven. What a blessing that is. But Moses here, he's got that kind of compassion, that kind of love for the souls of the nation of Israel. He'd be willing to go to hell if that's what it took. Praise the Lord, that's not what it took. We see the same thing from the Apostle Paul. He said in Romans chapter 9, I wish myself were accursed from Christ. And he was speaking as well about the nation of Israel, that they would be forgiven. So we see that there's those that have such a compassion for souls and they value souls, they'd be willing to give it all. But then there's others that don't have such a compassion for souls. Think of Pilate. Pilate knew that Jesus Christ was innocent. And yet he sent him to the cross because his popularity was more valuable to him than the soul of Jesus Christ. I think of Judas. He betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. You know, when you compare that to the Old Testament, that was the price of a slave. That's how much he valued the soul of Jesus Christ. You know, David, I think of David and King Saul. King Saul was constantly trying to kill David, and David, he had multiple opportunities to take Saul's life. And every single time he said, I'm not touching the Lord's anointed. And Saul, when talking about this in 1 Samuel 26, he says that David, he says, he counted my soul as precious. David counted the soul of the one that was trying to murder him for no reason as precious. You know, I'm sure you have these people in your life. You get to your workplace or maybe school or wherever it is. Oh, here we go again. Got to deal with this person. Got to be around that one. Oh, here we go. You know, those people in your life that just get on your nerves, they're probably not trying to kill you. How much do you value their soul? How much is their soul worth to you? Have you shared Christ with them? Do we value their souls? You know, so we see here that the value of something is defined by exchange. So if we truly want to know how much a soul is worth, then to me it would make sense that we would look at the one who created the soul. How much is he willing to give for it? Come to 1 Peter chapter number 1. How does God value the soul? 1 Peter 1. Well, we know that he values us. He cares for us. In Luke 15, we see he left the 99 to go after that one lost sheep. You know, I truly believe that if there was only one lost sinner in need of salvation, Christ would have still died for that one lost sinner. So he values the individual. You know, you say, oh, I don't think God cares about me. He knows how many hairs are on your head. Some of you, that's easier than others. But he cares for you. He values your soul. He knows how many, according to Psalm 56, he knows the tears that fall from your eyes. He knows how many you cried and why you cried them. He cares for you. He loves you. So how much is he willing to give for your soul? Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. Look at this, verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. If he could have gathered all the gold and all the silver this world had, he could have created more. And he said, no, that's not enough. You're worth more to me than that. How much is your soul worth to God? The precious blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And that's how much every other soul out there is worth to God. Everyone you don't like. Everyone that your time is more important to you than them. Your career is more important to you than them. Your convenience, your comfort. There's people out there. He created them. He knows the hairs on their head. He knows the tears that have fallen from their eyes. He knows their thoughts. He knows their sins. He's their creator. He knows them. He knows who they are. And he knows the price that he paid for their soul. And after all of that, all that love, all that care for each individual soul that he created, he has given you and I the responsibility to reach them with the gospel. That's a big responsibility. If anybody goes to hell, it is unnecessarily because those sins are already paid for. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that end up in hell because of some Christian that didn't care. Yes, some Christian that didn't value their soul. Some Christian who is more consumed with self and more consumed with what I want to do and what's my life and my career and my money and my time and my convenience. It's not yours. Christ, he shed his blood for you. He saved you. And we'll sit here, we'll praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I'm saved. Nothing wrong with that. What a blessing. But then we'll get comfortable in our church pews and we'll forget that there's a lot of them out there that need to hear. And they just need somebody to care. Somebody to love them like Christ loved them. Somebody to count their soul as precious. Somebody to say that that soul that Christ died for is worth more than everything I have. It doesn't have to be in Italy. It'll be right across the street. There's people you can reach I can't. There's people you can reach your pastor can't. There's people God has put you in a specific place so that you can reach those people with the gospel. And unfortunately, a lot of us are going to have to stand before God not having reached those that he put us there to reach. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to have their blood on my hands. I want to care for their souls, value their souls. Just a simple challenge for you this evening. Judas gave 30 pieces of silver. Jesus gave his precious blood. What will you give? I can't tell you a dollar amount. That's the price of a soul. You've got to, between you and the Lord, ask the Lord to show you, what is the price of a soul to you? And I think if we all did that, we'd see a lot more people get born again because we'd care. That's what they need, is just for us to care.